Using diligence, the law functions. Using diligence, the law functions. The law always functions. And when we use diligence, we bring it about. If I take a nail and I put it on a piece of board, and I take a hammer and I hit the nail with the hammer, and I hit the nail and I hit it with a normal strike, the nail goes into the wood a distance. And I have to hit the nail again and again and again until it goes in. Now, I train myself. I can train myself. Yes, I can. I can train myself to hold the end of the handle of the hammer and strike the nail directly on the head and go zoom right down into the wood, making one strike put the nail into business for me. Using diligence is striking the nail. Using diligence is learning how to strike the nail and striking it so that it goes directly into the wood and solidly so, complete in one strike. Now, this is not how most people, most carpenters, work with their hammer and nails. They just don't do that because they haven't trained themselves to do that. They go pounding away and they take the nail and they hope it'll be in straight and they hope the nail will stand up and that it won't bend over. They hope that it will do this and that. Well, if that's the way we use the law, then that's the way we get the results. And are those the way that you want to have the law be used? Do you want to use the law in such a very interesting way that it maybe works and you have to use diligence to have the law function? You go pound, 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 and a little child goes pound, pound a lot of times because he doesn't have the power, he doesn't have the strength to put the nail through the board, doing its perfect work instantly. Now, this happens whether the nail is a quarter inch long or whether the nail is a half inch long or an inch or 2 inches or even 3 inches long. It's always a matter of putting it in with that. Now, it's true, if you have a 3-inch nail, you're likely to take a larger-headed hammer with much more weight on it so that you can hit the nail and drive it in. Now, all these are factors in using how the law functions. All these are factors for us to think about. How do we put the law into motion for ourselves? If I'm going to think 1 minute, the nail goes in straight and have it going straight, and then the next minute I'm going to say, whoops, I'm off to one side. Whoops, I didn't hit that square. Whoops, I didn't do this. Then I'm going to have to do it again and again and again. It's not that I can't put the nail in the board. It's that I have to take many strokes to do it. I have to take much accuracy to do it. And I have to take much carefulness to do it. And the size of the hammer that I use, the weight of the hammer, the long length of the handle, all these things are part of it. But what really is making this work is that my thought that the hammer hits the nail and in one strike the nail is driven square with the board, just where I want it, is how it's done. Now, carpenters, by and large, are pretty good at nailing things. They're pretty good at hitting it with one strike or maybe two and putting in the nails into place. They do that very well. Now, do they think in their mind, I hope the nail will go in square? Do they think in their mind, I hope that this will function that way? Do they think in their mind that they would like it to function? Is that what they think in their mind? Do they think in their mind that it would be very nice if the nail would go in right? It'd be very nice if it would be done. No, they don't. They just know it's done. They have trained themselves, and mentally they know they can do it. Mentally they know that they have the skill. Mentally they see it done. Mentally it is done. Now, as we desire anything in life, if we can mentally see it done, if we can mentally see that fait accompli of what it is that we want to accomplish, then we can do it. Now, do you want to? Do I want to? Do I want to train myself in the idea that whatever I choose to do, I do it and it functions? If I want to train myself into whatever I choose to do and it functions, then I am accomplishing it. Then I am fulfilling it. Then it is being done. But if I train myself that I cannot do it, or that it is difficult to do, or that I don't really want to do it, then my diligence is lacking, and the law seems not to function. The law is always there. When we do it right, it functions. When we do it functions wrong. And now, does wrong mean that it's bad? No, wrong just means that it functions in a way that it's not harmonious with our choice. And we can always have everything function harmonious with our choice when we decide that that is the thing that's the most important thing in the world for us to do. When someone comes along and says, "Hey, you can't do that. You're too weak to do that. I see you straining to do that. I see that." Well, then all of a sudden, it becomes a very tedious thing to do. When you say to a little child, "You're not old enough to do that. You cannot do that." How silly we are. How silly we are when we realize that these little children, they are the ones who do the magic things in this world. They are the ones who create the magic in this world. They are the ones who bring forth magic in every way that they are. They do it because they don't know they can't. They do it because they don't know that it's something that they have to understand. They only do it because that's what they choose to do. What do you choose to do? Do you choose to lift a heavy car off a child and not be strained by it? Do you choose to do anything in life and have it harmoniously done? Do you choose to do it? Then you can do it. Then it is easily done. Now, always after a hard day's work, people say, "I'm pooped." They say, "I'm tired." They say, "Oh, that was a lot of work." Because the work they did was diligent. The work they did was difficult. The work they did took a lot of mental effort. Not the physical effort so much, even though it may appear that it's a lot of physical effort. It's a lot of mental effort because they say, "How to do it? How can I accomplish this?" I lifted 2 boards today, 3 boards actually, but heavy 4 boards, doors, and they were very, very heavy. And so I handled them in a very simple, easy way. I let them slide along the floor. And some of them I lifted and carried and balanced, and as long as I was balanced, as long as they were flowing in the right energy level with me, it was no problem at all. And then when I thought, "Gee, how do I stand this up? The ceiling is too low for that." And so I just turned around and put it into position and used something as a kickstand to hold it while I tilted it up. Now, when I got done, I did not feel strained. I did not feel that I was pressured. I did not feel that I was working in a bad way, because I did what I wanted to do, and I fulfilled what I wanted to fulfill. Now, I didn't have to do that. I could have called on someone else to do that. I could have called on someone else to come and look at the boards and then take the ones that we wanted to use. But no, I took the boards to that person and let them judge whether we wanted them. And he took the lightest one and said, "This is the one we want to use." How interesting. How interesting. And then I was going to take the other boards back right away from where I took them so that they would be there for another couple of years before we used them for something else. And I had no feelings that if it was a strain, I had no feeling. But other people were saying, "Oh, Herb, you shouldn't do that. They're too heavy. Oh, Herb, you shouldn't do that. I see the strain on your face. Oh, Herb," you see. And when they did that, they were putting a cause in motion of not pleasantness for me. And that's not the way to do it. When you do that, always keep your nose in your own business and know that everyone is doing what they know is best. Now, if I were some idiot, if I were some knowledgeable or unexperienced person, and I was doing this heavy lifting stuff, you might say, now, here's how it should be done. But since I am experienced, and since I am knowledgeable, and since I know that using diligence, the law functions, and I have already told myself, I can do it. I've already told myself, no problem. I've already told myself, this is no sweat. And it was no sweat. It was no problem. But if I were to say, this is a difficult thing to do, then I must, with diligence, say, I can do it, 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 I can do it. That's the diligence. And the diligence trains us to be able to do it. And then we do it. And the law functions. Now, I could have just spoke my word and said, hey, Brian, run over and pick those things up and bring them over here. Or, Brian, go check and see which ones you want to use. Oh, Brian, you go and do that. You lift it. Brian, you are a real strong fellow. You can do that easily. But no, I am a real strong fellow, too. It's true, I haven't lifted much in recent years, but whenever I choose to lift something, I do. I often move furniture around. I often lift furniture and put it in place, but I do it because I know I can do it. I am like the carpenter who knows how to pound nails. No, who knows how to put nails in a piece of wood. Put a nail in a piece of wood. Put a nail in a piece of wood because each nail is done separately. And then you put it, bung, 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 bung. And before you, when you are going to kick a football, you hold the football. And as soon as your foot is near the football, ready to drive the football where you want it to go, the finger holding it is gone. The minute the finger is gone, it's standing free. And you kick it. And it might jiggle just a little or not. Or it might be square, but it always goes where you want it to go, regardless of what incline that football is in. That nail always goes, and it is never on an incline. It's always square in. We can live our life using diligence. That means beforehand we train ourselves. And see the law functioning as we choose to have it function every moment of our life. Now, if this is your choice, if this is your desire, then let it be. And know that really it does function, and it functions beautifully. Yes, using diligence, the law functions. So today, I use diligence. You use diligence. We all use diligence. And the law works for us. And so it is.